877-497-8345.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. I'm Al Cullen. This is the last show for 2011. We're going to take every one of our segments this week, and we're going to talk with experts who will give us their views as to what they are doing to protect themselves and their families and their loved ones in 2012, you know, and beyond. I'm going to start out the show with one of my favorite guests, a really, really bright individual. He was on the show last week, Bob Moriarty. Bob is a very, very uncannily accurate prognosticator. He and I discussed the banking crisis 3 or 4 years ago on the show. He and I discussed the derivatives crisis way before it even hit the mainstream press, for lack of better terms. So Bob is pretty good. He's a very shrewd investor. He's done very, very well over the years, and we're going to pick his brain a little bit. Bob, what are you guys going to be doing in 2012 to cover your behinds, for lack of better terms?
We are going to be buried deep in our bunker. For years, there have been people like me and you and Jim Sinclair and Peter Schiff predicting doom and gloom. Mm-hmm. It's no longer an issue of predicting doom and gloom. The doom and gloom is here. It should be obvious to anybody now that pays any attention to what's going on in the real world that the banking system is in a total state of collapse. The political system is in a total state of collapse. The financial system, the education system. We need to start all over again.
We need to start all over again, but let me ask you this. Everybody knows what's going on. You've made it really clear on your site, 321 Gold. We've talked about it at this show. But on an optimistic note, there are ways, I believe, for people to protect themselves, and that's kind of what I'm looking for here.
That's real true. I mean, the one thing to realize from the get-go is the world has been here before.
Yep.
Never been here in a global position, but economies have collapsed and financial systems have collapsed many times before. The big difference between that now is that people can educate themselves. There's
right.
a lot of good information available if people will go out there. But literally, to the extent that I recommend getting in the bunker, certainly having extra food around, having access to clean water, keeping spare cash, not having any kind of a margin account, and being prepared mentally is more important than anything. We moved out of the United States 5 years ago because I saw the riots coming, and I can assure you the riots are going to be far worse next year than they are this year. To whatever extent Americans can protect themselves, they should, because it's going to get very ugly when people realize the extent to which the government's been lying to them. People are going to be very angry.
I understand that. Financially, what do you think people should do?
Well, they should keep some cash. If they've got any kind of margin account, they should close the margin account.
I agree.
They should not use leverage under any circumstance.
I agree.
And the danger here isn't being wrong. The danger is being right and find out the financial company that holds money has stolen it.
Mm-hmm. What about the stock market, Bob? You gave me some advice that I took 4 or 5 years ago, and the advice was, Al, remember, people are going to want to start buying things. And I said, okay, Bob, give me an example. What do you mean? And he said, assets in the ground, mining stocks. This was about 3 years ago. And I took your advice very seriously. I loaded up on some mining stocks. I did really, really well because you were 100% accurate. Okay, right now, the mining stock sector, the end of 2011, and for most of 2011, the mining stock sector, aside from a number of companies that I follow and a number of companies that you follow, was down. Now, do you think that's going to continue in 2012, or do you think that people should diversify their financial holdings and get into some select mining stocks?
Right now, is probably the very best, and I mean literally this week, is the very best time in history to invest in mining stocks. 2011 was an utter disaster, and ever since February, I was warning of a major crash of silver and telling people to get into cash.
Mm-hmm.
Cash was the very best thing that you can hold throughout 2011. That changed, and the very last week of the year should be the best time in history to invest. Stocks have just been beaten up the entire year. Everybody hates gold mining stocks. Everything is down, but the tax loss selling is over now, and I expect gold shares to be far higher in 2 to 3 months. And that's true even if gold went down.
Gold going down is an interesting question, and you know, and we all have our opinions. Regarding silver, you came out and said that you saw a substantial decrease in the price of silver. You were talking under $20, if I'm not mistaken, and you were correct in the sense that silver has fallen down into the 20s, into the high 20s. Regarding gold, I don't know. It strikes me that now is probably a pretty good time to be buying bullion, and the reason I say that is, you know, through almost the end of 2011, gold appreciated to the tune of 17%. That ain't bad.
That's true. But neither gold nor silver is particularly cheap now. Silver was cheap at $4, and gold was cheap at $252. And I told people for years, it's cheap. Buy it. Buy some as an insurance policy and put it away. If you got excess capital, put it into shares. Gold and silver are no longer cheap. Silver at $26, $27 is not cheap. Now, if you want to consider cheap, you have to measure gold and silver in terms of loaves of bread or gallons of gasoline or quarts of milk or stamps or anything you want to.
Sure.
And it's obvious they're no longer cheap. They are still insurance policies.
Right.
Okay. Now, you probably have an insurance policy on you, and you don't want to collect.
I don't want to collect.
But you still keep the insurance policy.
You got it, right.
Okay? You don't worry about the price of gold or silver when you're considering it as an insurance policy. The beauty about gold and silver right now is it's an insurance policy against the financial house of cards burning down, and the financial house of cards is burning down.
And that's exactly why Kathy and I earlier this week picked up some bullion, and we did it through, you know, a colleague of ours company, goldmoney.com, James Turk, and that's the exact reason we did it. I don't care if I don't make a profit. I want that insurance.
Right.
And that was
right.
the same reason that I bought silver in size. You know, I bought silver in size when it was $14. Am I unhappy today? Of course not. Am I selling because I'm up significantly, almost 100%? Absolutely not. That's not why I bought it.
It's a fabulous time. You should always sell what's expensive and buy what's cheap.
Sure.
Gold shares, silver shares, potash shares, water shares, graphite shares, energy shares, they're all cheap. So once you've got your insurance policy covered, it certainly would behoove investors to put money into resource stocks literally right now.
You think 2012 is going to be a good year for the market? Let's not worry about social upheaval. Let's worry about the market. What do you think?
I think 2012 is going to go down in history as the year of the banking failures. And when the banks fail, I don't want my money in banks. I want my money in shares.
No, I agree 100%. And I have done research on that. And I think up to a half a million or so bucks per account that you're into, I think your money is very safe there. And I agree 100%. I am not particularly optimistic as to what's going to happen socially, Bob. But I have to tell you, I am very, very optimistic from talking with people like yourself, James Turk, Grant Williams, and others. I am very, very optimistic that the markets, I think, in terms of the markets that you and I are involved in, which is, you know, the resource markets, I think we're going to do really, really well in 2012. Now, I'm not the prettiest baby in the nursery. I've been wrong before. Just a suggestion from my part. Bob, thanks so much. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Got another expert with me right now, Dr. Michael Berry. Mike is a very, very interesting guy. Very sought-after speaker around the world. His views are truly respected, very highly thought of. He is a very, very interesting man, and I'm going to pose the same question to him that we're posing to all of our guests on the show, and that is, Mike, 2012, going to be a good year for investors or a bad year? What do you think?
Well, I think there are strong headwinds out there right now, Al. I don't see any governments in the West, including the Europeans, the Japanese, and the Americans and Canadians, really solving the problems that have come to the fore. Debt isn't really being laid off very well. We're seeing, you know, commodity prices decline a little bit here, interest rates falling a little bit here. So I think there's a strong hint of deflation in the air. And I've said this for quite a while. I think we've got a long way to go, and I don't see 2012 as being sort of the turnaround year.
Well, I have to agree with you. I don't either. You know, it's the only thing that I would have to say might make it a turnaround year in the conventional markets is that the current administration really wants to get reelected. And if we have an abysmal performance in the conventional market prior to October, November, he just will not get reelected. And, you know, if you put any credence whatsoever in the concept of market manipulation, what have you, you have to, I think any sane person would have to say that that's probably the only thing that's going to drive the market up at this point.
Yeah, I mean, the market's had a pretty big decline. And if you look at the juniors, the kinds of companies, the mining juniors in particular, really been smacked hard.
Oh, yeah.
You'd like to say, well, you know, they're probably undervalued here, but I think there's a pretty heavy pall on the market right now. A lot will depend on the European situation and the Chinese situation. Can Europe solve or push off its problems? If so, I think that our President Obama will be reelected. If they cannot, I think it's another slow year for the economy and a tough year for the West.
The Chinese...
You know, can't really keep their spring, so to speak, going, then it's a problem.
I got to tell you, Mike, I don't see any way, aside from some very, very dramatic and drastic action, the likes of which economies have never seen before, I don't see how Europe can pull its way out of this. Do you?
No, I don't see. I can see them now. You know, it was so ridiculous when they actually raised rates in 2011. Early in 2011, they raised interest rates twice.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they didn't even see the potential for a much, much slower economy staring them in the face. And now, of course, you're seeing the European Central Bank get involved. So they're going to be QE3-ing or, you know, quantitative easing. But I don't see how they solve the problem of sovereign debt defaults that will have to come to the fore in the 2012 time frame. And that's going to probably, you know, be the issue that takes us down the road here.
I would agree with that. What do you think about precious metals?
I like what I see right now. You know, we've had gold retreat from 1922 in late September to under 1500, under 1600 now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really healthy pullback in my estimation. I like them very much. I certainly like gold a lot better at, you know, 1600 than I did at 1900.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, silver's down from, you know, $49 to $28 or $29. So I like what I see there. I still believe that the precious metals are going to be a substitute for fiat currencies, in part at least.
Mm-hmm.
In the third quarter, we had most of the central banks of the world buying gold.
Yeah.
So they were, in effect, printing fiat dollars to buy gold.
Sure.
That tells you, I think, where the central bankers of the world are.
Interesting point. You don't have a lot of optimism, then, for the juniors, the kind of companies that you and I follow, then, I'm assuming. And by the juniors, let me be perfectly clear, I'm talking about the junior mining companies, the exploration development stage companies in that sector.
Yeah, I don't have for the sector as a whole. In 2008, we were in there buying whatever we could buy because we believed there would be a heck of a bounce.
Mm-hmm.
Was in 2009, starting in March.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got to be really, really selective. You've got to find the companies that that can really execute their business plan. They can be sustainable, and they probably have breakthrough technologies or breakthrough discoveries that they're bringing to the market.
Well, that's what you're all about with your discovery investing, and that's a really, you know, I want to stress to listeners, Mike's newsletter, Discovering Investing, is a great, great source for being well-informed and ferreting out the companies that really do represent buys.
We've had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. What, okay, in terms of sectors that would fall in the area, Mike, of discovery, you know, unique situations, give us some examples, would you?
Yeah, I think we just looked at, do you want company names?
Oh, sure.
Okay, we were just visiting Red Hawk Copper, which is right in the middle of the big copper porphyries in near Tucson, 75 miles north of Tucson. They've got a lot of holes drilled. They've got a lot more work to do. But I think that company has a lot of interest from both Indian and Chinese manufacturers.
Sure.
We like some of the critical metals. And you and I have talked a lot about manganese before.
Yeah, sure.
And the work that American Manganese is doing with this new process to make ferritic manganese.
Yep.
I think that because the Chinese supply most of that, presently, that this has a real chance. And I think you come back to gold and silver and you look for the world-class deposits there.
Yeah.
So we like a little company called Terrico Gold. We own it.
Mm-hmm.
They just pulled off a major financing coup this past week, which was very interesting. And companies like Midway Gold, too.
Sure.
You know, they're increasing their resources substantially.
Mm-hmm.
We like companies in North America because we think that there are a lot of opportunities here and that the rest of the world is going to get tougher to extract resources in. So
those are some
of the themes that we're looking carefully, very carefully.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, listen, being an ex-university professor, and I know you work with Chris, your son, and he's also very, very well educated. You guys are looking at these things very closely. One thing I want to stress to you folks listening in is I am not a registered investment advisor, neither is Mike, and so neither one of us are suggesting that you buy or sell any of the companies that we talk about. This is not investment advice. I want to stress that. And I also want to say that, you know, the best way to get in for the best way to make a decision, and I've said this for years, is to do your own due diligence, do your own research, you know, and then make up your own minds. And if you want to find out more about the companies that Michael mentioned, simply go to discoveryinvesting.com. And you can get all the information there that you want. I want to stress that I respect his opinion. I respect his son's opinion. These guys have a very, very interesting business plan, and it's a business plan that can certainly benefit people who take advantage of reading the material. And we do have a link on our homepage to Discovering Investing. So you guys see what you think. Michael, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure always, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Heard some pretty interesting guys so far regarding what they think is going to happen in 2012. You're going to hear from a whole bunch more as the show unfolds. Everybody, pretty much, I have to say, is in the same direction, I would have to say, for 2012. Got Trader Raj with me on the line right now. You know, Raj has been very, very accurate in the past, for the most part, in terms of his predictions, you know, during 2011. Let's see what he has to say for 2012. Raj, I want to start first, and I want to talk a little bit with you about gold and silver. Gold came back with a vengeance the last trading day of 2011. What are your comments?
Well, we had gotten into an oversold position. A lot of it had to do, Al, with the problems in Europe. That the credit problems in Europe were like a wet blanket over most of the global markets. And that has suppressed things for several days, maybe even a few weeks at this point. But what has happened in gold right now, I'm looking at a chart for February gold futures, most active. The volume is good at nearly 80,000 contracts with an open interest of 240,000. We had three full major sell-offs. The first one started in September, the next one hit in November, and then this last one hit in December. Normally, on a typical technical correction, you get an ABC move, down, up, down, and then it goes on and goes up again. At this point, in each case, we got five full waves selling off each time. Now, what has happened? We've now hit major support at 1550. I called that early on, 3-4 weeks ago, as my worst-case situation, and as it turned out, that's what happened. I was kind of hoping we'd do better, but we didn't. So you get what you get. Now, the low today was 1546. The last price on Fed Futures gold is 1571. It did hit a high of 1583. So 1585 right now is resistance, and that's a pretty good number. So what we're expecting after we come back from the New Year's holiday is the resumption of this rally. Next, we'll get a wave two down, very mild. It's just normal correction. And then wave three up comes. Three could be a real dandy because we're so oversold, Al, that I think that you can see a three wave up maybe over a day or two of $50, $60.
So you're bullish, very bullish on gold. Now, you were very bullish on silver for the month of December. Silver came up a little bit, again, the last trading day of December 2011, but didn't quite meet your expectations. What do you think is going to happen in 2012?
There's 2 points on silver. Keep in mind, silver is a commercial commodity as well as a precious metal. It's very volatile. If gold will move 3%, silver will go through 7 or 8%. That's just what it does. Today we're at $27.84. We did hit a low of $27.26. Now we've got to come back up to around $30, which was the previous 200-day moving average. There's a lot of price congestion between $30 and $34. But I would say that if we can get gold in the first half of next year, at $2,050, which is my projection, that's the high for the next 6 months, then I see you will get a minimum on silver of probably $38.85.
And that's in the early part of 2012.
Yeah, that's going to be covered by two and perhaps three rallies, complete rallies of both gold and silver.
Yeah.
Each of those rallies going anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks.
Well, I am on record, I want you to know right now, as saying that I did purchase some silver yesterday, and the reason that I did that is because I too am very bullish for the metals for 2012, and let's see. I put my money where my mouth was on that one. What do you think about the conventional markets, Raj?
Well, the conventional markets, again, they've been smothered by what's been going on in Europe. But keep in mind, the Santa Claus rally did start belatedly, and there's a lot of pressure to the buy side right now. And it looks to me like stocks are going to finish out pretty decently, not quite as high as I expected, but really not all that bad considering where they were a few days, weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I think the broader stock markets are going to be in play with pressure to the buy side for the next 5 to 6 months. However, when you get to May, June, I'm looking for a haircut of probably 15 to 22%, then a leveling out and maybe a comeback in prices. And we're extremely concerned about the last quarter of 2012.
The thing that I find interesting about that is, from a fundamental standpoint, I mean, Mr. Obama definitely wants to get reelected, and he is not going to get reelected if we are in a falling conventional stock market. I think the government is going to do everything they possibly can to prevent that from happening.
I would say that's absolutely correct, and we've written about that too. The next event that's going to rattle the trees, so to speak, in the markets is going to be the central banker meeting in Europe that's scheduled for March.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, this last one in December, they got things cooled off. And how did they do it? The ECB, instead of writing credit on their own, they got $600 billion from the IMF, which is really the American taxpayer.
Yeah.
It was a backdoor deal. We've written about it before. It's in our newsletter again this week. As to the fallout and the results of how that happened. So the money went from the American taxpayer on credit to the Federal Reserve, to the ECB, and it went from the ECB to the banks in Europe because those banks were on their knees. They were frozen with no credit. And what happened is that $600 billion opened everything up, and it really fixed everything.
Well, I know that Grant Williams, who has a great newsletter that he writes out of Singapore called Things That Make You Go, he's going to wrap up the show in the final segment of the program here, and he and I were chatting earlier in the week about his views on what was going to happen in 2012, and you need to listen to the interview, you folks out there, but he is very concerned about the situation in Europe, as I am, because he feels that there is absolutely no way other than significant monetization of the debt, i.e. printing money, absolutely no way that they can get out of that mess.
I totally agree. I'm just in total agreement with that, and all they can do at this point is to print, pray, and kick the can and put the Band-Aids on it, and they try to stem the bleeding.
Yeah.
And it's going to get to the point here, Al, where some of these little countries like Ireland and Portugal and Greece are just simply going to have to renounce the Euroland experiment, drop out, go back to their old currencies and take a big haircut. And I think that process is on its way as we speak, but they don't dare discuss it publicly in Europe.
Well, I think you're right. I'm beating a dead horse by saying this on and on and on, but I don't think that the short-term solution and the one that's going to occur is obviously monetization, but that is very, very definitely not a long-term solution, and I think that that's sad. What do you think about the miners, the junior companies, in terms of 2012? 2011 go ahead.
They've taken a real beating here over the last few months. There's no question about it. But as we speak, I'm working on my stocks right now for the next newsletter, and I'm seeing many of these miners. There's a handful that have come back to the positive side.
Oh, yeah.
And there are others that are unchanged, and the unchanged usually means they're at a base and a bottom. And the charts are reflecting that not only in the stocks themselves, but also within the gold and silver, the metals.
I got ripped pretty good this past week by a listener by the name of Dave, who accused me of accused me of a whole bunch of underhanded things, taking options, touting companies, etc., which is, I responded to him at length in writing, just basically saying I'd like to see some proof of those things because maybe I should be making more money than I am. But, you know, it's interesting. I will, later on today, I'll put up how my stocks did during 2011, and I have to say, I'm not really concerned. I mean, this guy says, I'll bet you your portfolio's down 30%. Well, let me tell you, buddy, it's not down even close to 30%. So 2011, it was not a good year overall for the miners. But I have to say, if you use a rifle instead of a shotgun, 2011 was not necessarily really a bad year. I had some stocks that performed well, and I had some stocks that didn't perform well, you know, and that's what investing is all about. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the Cornell Economics Report. I have my buddy Jeff Deist with me right now. Jeff is, in his own right, a very successful attorney. He also happens to be the chief of staff for Congressman Ron Paul, as you're all aware. And I met Jeff, I guess it was 5 or 6 years ago, when he was working for the congressman. And Ron asked him to come back just recently and serve as his chief of staff. And Jeff agreed to do so. And I think that was probably one of the smartest decisions, aside from marrying his wife, that he's ever done. I mean, it's Ron Paul is making history. There's absolutely no question about that. Hey, Jeff, one of the criticisms that a couple of our listeners have about our show is that I talk too much about politics, and they're really looking more for serious discussions on economics and investing. And, you know, I firmly believe, and I just couldn't believe this more strongly, but I think politics and investing truly go hand in hand. I mean, if you know what's going on politically, if you have a good feel for what's going to happen politically in the future, that makes investing a whole lot easier. Any comments on that?
Well, there's no question about it. Unfortunately, Al, politics affects the economy much more than it ought to.
Yeah.
You know, that you have the term political economy. You don't hear that used very often anymore. But there's no question about it. What the politicians in Washington or Brussels or wherever are doing, you know, has huge impact on the world economy, and then has a huge impact on your investments. You know, obviously what the Fed does is quasi-political, and that has a huge impact on your dollar-denominated investments.
But,
you know, you can't get away from it. I mean, certainly I wish the U.S. federal government was a referee,
mm-hmm.
Providing national defense and courts
and property rights enforcement and not much else, rather than an active player in the economy. But
yeah.
Unfortunately, it is an active player in the economy. And I think to ignore what's happening in Washington is a very risky proposition. You know, it's interesting, Congressman Paul recently has had a couple write-ups about his own investment portfolio.
Yeah.
And the reason his investments are public is because all members of Congress file a financial disclosure statement every year,
right,
sort of laying out in very broad terms their holdings and also their debts. And you know, some people have pointed out that he's done you know, well with gold, physical
mm-hmm,
gold,
sure,
physical silver, and also gold and silver mining stocks. And it's just so obvious that this isn't any sort of self-dealing by Congressman Paul. It's just that he can see what Congress and the Fed are doing to the dollar. So for simple common sense self-protection,
yeah,
he's gone out and bought physical assets to hedge against the ruinous policies of the Fed.
You know, what I find to be interesting is a book that I am reading right now that I got, I guess I purchased it about a week or so ago, but it's a book entitled Throw Them All Out. And it's a book describing how members of the federal government are immune from insider trading laws. I find that to be very, very interesting. You know, and the thing that really brought this to mind right now is you mentioned that the congressman purchases physical metals. He purchases physical metal mining stocks because he firmly believes that there's, you know, that there's something wrong in Livermore, for lack of better terms, that the current financial system simply cannot last the way it's going, and the best way that he can protect himself and his family and, you know, and his friends is basically to invest in real things. Well, this book is very, very interesting in that it brings up some very, very well-known politicians who have made millions of dollars based on what legally is considered to be insider trading. You know, that to me is appalling.
Well, sure, and that's a very different situation. I would consider that an example of that would be when a member of Congress sits on a certain committee,
right,
and has jurisdiction over certain areas and knows that the cabinet members, you know, who come and testify before their committees are going to grant, let's say, a regulatory permit to a
sure
certain telecom company.
Right.
So knowing that ahead of time, they go buy some of that telecom stock. I mean, that's clearly an abusive thing. And you know, I hate to say it out, but the short answer to that is for these politicians' constituents to vote them the hell out of office.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
You know, that would be the simplest and quickest remedy. But, you know, the flip side of that, of course, is without any insider trading, what's particularly disgusting is the way so many members of Congress leave and then go make a ton of money representing either as a lawyer or a lobbyist
mm-hmm
the industries for whom they used to write legislation.
Yeah. You know, we have talked on this show, on this particular weekly show, we're talking a lot about projections for the future. And what I find to be absolutely fascinating right now is that I think that I'm pretty politically astute. And yet, if someone were to say, how's the election going to play out in 2012? You know, I would have to say, honestly, at this moment in time, as of December 31st, 2011, I simply don't know, because I have never seen such fundamentally incorrect practices going on by the federal government and such a lack of truthful reporting about those practices. I just don't understand it. Can you explain that to me?
Well, it's very difficult to understand, and clearly the wild card here is how the at least short-term economy is doing come next fall. If somehow they are able to use smoke and mirrors and continue to use sort of loose monetary policy to kick the can down the road, we might be able to get enough fumes into the economy to fool people into thinking that the economy is recovering. And, of course, if that occurs, Mr. Obama is likely to win re-election. But
yeah,
on the
yeah
Republican side, you know, it's a crapshoot. There's a lot of moving parts, and it's a long primary to get to 270 electoral college votes.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't work for Ron Paul's campaign, but I certainly, you know, have a lot of faith in him, and
sure,
I know that he's got a very good organization in Iowa. So, if he were to win Iowa, I don't think that would be any big surprise.
Well, I have to tell you, it's very gratifying to me because I did obviously support Ron in 2008. I'm supporting him to a much stronger degree in 2012. And I have to tell you, I am very pleasantly surprised that he's doing as well as he's doing. I mean, I thought that we had an enthusiastic electorate when he ran in 08 and when he was on the Jay Leno show then. Boy, his acceptance on the Leno show just a couple of weeks ago was absolutely huge. And, you know, it's not just by young people. He's very, very strong among the veterans. He's very, very strong about people in my particular demographic. I'm finding that to be inspirational because, you know what? I'm not giving up hope in our country like a lot of my colleagues are.
Well, absolutely, and I don't think anyone should be giving up hope in America. I mean, the question is where else is capital and good people going to flow? If America declines, I mean, the rest of the world is often, I think, in a worse place than us, and that's because they're further down the road with bad politics and bad economic policies.
That certainly is the case in Europe.
I'll tell you what, and I don't think anybody should be giving up on America, but it's clearly time to radically change our government, and people are starting to wake up to the understanding that hey, look, this isn't about reforming government or changing who runs the government or who's a cabinet member. You know, this is about radically changing our own ideas about what government should be, and it's also about radically questioning monetary policy, because it really doesn't matter what Congress does if the Fed can create trillions of dollars out of thin air and in essence devalue the dollars that you have. So there's a lot going on, but I think Ron Paul deserves a lot of credit for bringing monetary policy to the forefront.
Oh, as we've talked about many times in the past, that really is a major contribution that he's making to history, and that people are becoming very, very aware of exactly what's going on. Final question, Jeff. You know, I have been pessimistic about the future of our country, certainly from a political standpoint, for quite some time, ever since about probably, I would have to say, 2000 in that area. When do you think that this change in the federal government's policies actually occurred?
Well, there's a lot of moments in history you could go back to and say, gee, this is when we went off the rails. I mean, there's no question that there were a tremendous amount of evils passed into law in the 20th century, and the Federal Reserve Act and the income tax being two of the biggest ones in the 1910s. You know, the bottom line is that there's an old Murray Rothbard saying where he says the Democrats engineer the great leaps forward and the Republicans consolidate the gains. So, if you look back over history, both parties are equally guilty, I think, of spending beyond our means and then using the Fed to paper over the difference. So it's time for a wake-up call, and it's time for Americans to realize that we need to change our path.
The entitlement society that we are very rapidly evolving into is going to do absolutely nothing but harm. 2010 appeared to be the beginning of a change with the election, and I hope that continues with 2012. Listen, you guys out there listening, if you don't know very much about Congressman Paul, hey, he's featured on our homepage. Click on his picture. You can get all the information that you want. And Jeff, thanks so much, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.